ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो ऐ सेड उपनिषत् प्रेजेंट्स थ्री उपासनास् वी सॉ लास्ट क्लास दैट टू उपासनास आर ओवर and now adidaivata upasanam adhyatma upasanam guna visishta brahma upasanam so adidaiva upasanam we have seen we meditating upon brahman on lightning and also winking isn't it and seeing the similarities of that yaksha we are asked to meditate upon that brahman this is called dutu upasanams Now, this particular mantra, if we are going to see now, presents the Adhyatma Upasanam, Adhyatma Brahma Upasanam. See, whether why Adhyatma? Because, what is the difference between Adidaivata and Adhyatma? See, in both Adhyatma Brahma Upasanam, Adidaivata Brahma Upasanam, you have to remember one thing. Even Vedanta Sara class has said, Upasanam, when you say, Object of meditation is Sagunam Brahma. Object is Ishvara Bhagavan. But the symbol on which you meditate upon object, that Brahman, may be different. So in Adidaivata Brahma Upasanam, the Devata, like a winking, is a particular, isn't it? It is not something, the self. Therefore, something object only. Therefore, winking is also on Devata. The power is so something, winking is a devata. Similarly, we can say the lightning is a devata, a phenomenon. So when an external, a natural phenomenon is taken as an alambanam, a symbol for Raghunam Brahma, is called Adidaivata Upasanam. But if the object of meditation, isn't it, when it is taken here, very closely, you know, very pratyagatma, very thought is taken as object of meditation, then we call it Adhyatma Brahma Upasanam. The only difference. Sagunam Brahma is the object of meditation, any upasanam. But the symbol is different. The symbol is something not an external devata, but which is much closer thought, which is part of the individual, isn't it? It's taken as an alambanam, we call it Adhyatma Upasanam, Adhyatma Brahma Upasanam. Only the symbol alambanam is different. In Adhyatma Brahma Upasanam and Adidaiva Brahma Upasanam, the alambanam is different. Object of meditation is same Brahma, Sagunam Brahma. That should be very clear. So now we enter into the mantra here. Atha Adhyatmam அத அத்யாத்மம் யது ஏதத் கச்சதீவ ச மனஹ அனேன சைதத் உபஸ்மரதி அபீக்ஷ்ணம் சங்கல்பஹ. இஸ் தி மந்திர. சோ ஹியர் அத அத்யாத்மம், அத அதி ஆத்மம், அத்யாத்மம். நவ் பிகின்ஸ் அத மீன்ஸ் வாட் நவ், அனந்தரம், தேர் ஆஃப்டர். அத்யாத்மம், அத்யாத்மம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் நவ், ஹியர் பெர்டைனிங் டு த செல்ஃப் இஸ் கால்ட் அத்யாத்மா. பட் அத்யாத்மம் இஸ் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஃபார் உபாசனம். உபாசனம் அத்யாத்மம் உபாசனம் உபாசனா அதே அத்யாத்ம உபாசனா. அத்யாத்ம பிரம்ம உபாசனா இஸ் நவ் இன்ட்ரடியூஸ்ட் இன் திஸ் மந்த்ரா. தட்ஸ் த மீனிங். சோ அத்யாத்மம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு வாட் சங்கரா கிவ்ஸ் இன் திஸ் பாஷ்யம், பிரத்யகாத்ம விஷய ஆதேச. சோ பிரத்யகாத்ம விஷய ஆதேச உச்சியதே. அத்யாத்மம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு வாட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் அத்யாத்மா? சங்கரா கேவ்ஸ் த மீனிங் ஹியர், பிரத்யகாத்ம விஷய ஆதேச இது உச்சியதே. இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி, அத்யாத்மம் இஸ் செட் டு பி எனிதிங் பெர்டைனிங் டு த செல்ஃப், விச் மீன்ஸ் ஆதேச ஹயர் இஸ் வாட் உபதேச. ஆதேச ஹயர் மீன்ஸ் மெடிடேஷன், இஸ் இட்? இட் இஸ் அ மெடிடேஷன் ஃபார் விச் அக்வர் மெடிடேஷன் அப்பான் பிரம்மன் ஃபார் விச் த சிம்பல் இஸ் பிரத்யகாத்மா. பிரத்யகாத்மா ஏவ விஷய, பிரத்யகாத்ம விஷய. த சிம்பல் டேக்கன் ஃபார் மெடிடேஷன் அப்பான் சகுணம் பிரம்மா இஸ் பிரத்யகாத்மா. சோ பிரத்யகாத்மா விஷய, பிரத்யகாத்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட் நவ்? பிரத்யகாத்மா ஹியர் இஸ் த வெரி செல்ஃப். தி வெரி செல்ஃப் இஸ் டேக்கன் ஃபார் மெடிடேஷன் ஆர் எனி திங். பிரத்யகாத்மா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் வாட் வி ஹேவ் டேக்கன் அஸ் தி வெரி, we are going to see it's a mind, the thought is going to be taken as an object of meditation. How, we have to understand here, the object of meditation is pratyagatma means the self, literally self. Self here means where we have identity, the closest identity is with the mind, isn't it? Therefore here mind with its thoughts is taken as an object of meditation. That is why now next is yad yetad gachati iva. See the mantra also, we have the same meaning word is there in the mola mantra. Yad yetad gachati iva. So there, what do you mean by adhyatma upasanam, adhyatma brahma upasanam? It says pratyagatma vishaya upasana means what? Yetad that implies brahma. Yetad gachati iva. Gachati literally means moves, goes. Iva means like, as though. Gacchati iva. And manaha anena cha yetad upasmarati. Anena by this, manaha cha and mind, upasmarati means upaste. Upasmarati literally means upaste. Upaste means meditates. Upasmarati is another word for meditates. Manaha upasmarati. How how does the mind meditate here? Abhikshnam. Chakra abhikshna means repeatedly, again and again, incessantly, repeatedly, again and again, continuously. There's an adverb actually, abhikshnam upasmarati. Abhikshnam is adverb for the verb upasmarati. Okay, now we will see the meaning of the word sankalpaha later on. Now let us understand here. The whole mantra is almost over here. Yadu, yetadu gacchati iva. Doesn't say much, we have to understand a lot. Yetadu gacchati iva means what? What he says here, you take the thoughts obtaining in the mind. The thoughts which constitute the mind are the thoughts obtaining in the mind. If you take each thought being the subtlest material product, it is inert and insentient. But the thought, even though the thought is inert and insentient, being the subtlest, you know, inexplicably subtlest, the thought, every thought is capable of manifesting consciousness. Isn't it? We thought already. This upasana will come very close to pratibodha viditam. But why do you call it pratibodha viditam? There you straight away understand the swarupam of the mind, swarupam of every thought, swarupam of the aham, and you see consciousness, the pure consciousness obtaining in every thought, invariably present in all the variable thoughts, and you focus on the very consciousness as aham. Isn't it? The consciousness being the content of I understood. The consciousness, the content of I being the content of every thought, invariably present content of every variable thoughts. Understand? Therefore, it is a Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. It is a Nididhyasanam. But here, only difference is, you are helped to see the consciousness. Here also you understand consciousness being the truth of every thought. Only difference is, you do not see that consciousness as the swarupam of I. Understand? Because, therefore it's a Sagunam Brahma. If you see the consciousness separately, as the very I, swarupam of I, it is a Nididhyasanam. But here we are going to, if you are taught here, take the mind. See, I have to say this much to understand the gacchati eva. So here gacchati eva means what now? Gacchati literally means moves and goes and reaches, isn't it? But here you take the meaning as reveals. The implied meaning of the word gacchati here is reveals. As though it reveals. What reveals? Mind. So here, what he says, the thoughts constitute the antahkaranam, and each thought, what now, is being the subtlest material product, is capable of manifesting consciousness. For every time the thought comes, there is what? Every time the thought comes, every thought manifests consciousness. Therefore, there is a flashing of the thought, isn't it? The thought flashes because of the manifestation of consciousness. The thought comes, thought flashes. The thought comes, thought flashes. Thought comes, thought flashes because the flashing of the thought is because of the manifestation of consciousness, because of the thoughts manifesting consciousness. Is it clear? And we say, now what he says is, it looks as though that the thought which comes and flashes manifesting consciousness actually becomes what now? Becomes a conscious, sentient, the flashing thought, the inert dark thought becomes flashing conscious sentient thought, and not only which is capable of that given thought, can the corresponding object outside also what now shines. Isn't it? So this it is this flashing conscious sentient thought which becomes capable of revealing, bringing the illumining the external object to light. Illumining the external thought, external object. So, which means it directly illumines. Is it? Directly illumines the external object. Mind. Is it? If I say mic is, the mic is revealed by what? Not only by this thought. The light and the opaque thing which shines in the light, both are brought to light by what? By the flashing thought of this corresponding object. Is it clear? So that thought, does it illumine this mic by itself? No. The thought illumines means the object externally shines means that's a conscious thought, flashing thought. And the flashing thought has come, and the consciousness is being there already. This thought manifesting consciousness, is it, becomes capable of illumining the object directly. That is fine. Now we have to see, in every thought, when every thought comes, immediately there's a manifestation of consciousness. Isn't it? Now he says, now the manifest consciousness, see that manifest consciousness is called Chidabhasaha. In the presence of the thought, Chit being manifest is called Chidabhasaha. Manifest consciousness. Is it clear? Now you focus your attention on the cognition and shift your attention from the thought to Chidabhasaha. Because of which the thought shines. It's something like we drishya anuvidha. Remember that? I taught you in Dirtishya. Drishya anuvidha savikalpa samadhi. I taught you this. Drishya anuvidha savikalpa samadhi we saw. Remember? Here also, so may you focus attention on Chidabhasaha, the manifest consciousness associated with that thought. Isn't it? And that manifest consciousness. Now what he says here, Gacchati Iva, when he says, now it look here, you see that consciousness as something indirectly revealed by the mind, as though revealed. So Iva Shabda stands for what? As though. You focus your attention on that manifest consciousness, which every time you see the flashing thought means what? A cognition, which is a conscious sentient thought is what? A cognition, a flashing thought, isn't it? That see that thought, then shift your attention from the thought to the consciousness, which is manifest consciousness. Because still you're with the thought, isn't it? You're not seeing pure consciousness there. And that see that that manifest consciousness, as though it is revealed by the thought, mind. What does it mean? Because the question can come, how can you say the mind reveals the consciousness? The inert mind, which is dependent on consciousness to come to light, how can it reveal consciousness? No. It does not reveal the consciousness directly. It is as though revealing the consciousness. Why? Because how do you say that it is as though revealing the consciousness? Because only when the thought comes, the consciousness becomes recognizable, isn't it? The thought is not there, consciousness is as though isn't it? As though it is not there because it's non-recognizable. Therefore, by remaining as the manifesting medium, every thought, by remaining as the manifesting medium, as though it reveals the consciousness. Got the point? Very important lesson. He tells many important things here. What is that? It is the thought, isn't it? It is the mind consisting of thoughts illumine the external world of objects. And for that, the capacity to illumine the external world of objects is possible because the mind is capable of manifesting consciousness. And here what he says, a mind being full of thought, mind is constituted of thoughts, every thought is what? Every time the thought comes, you have to see what now? It flashes. It is flashing. Every time the thought comes, there is flashing of the thought. Isn't it? That flashing is because of consciousness. Understand the flashing is because of consciousness. Then see that consciousness manifest, flashed. No? The manifest in that thought, the chidab is, which is chidabhasaha, consciousness, as though revealed by the mind. Is it clear? That's why gachati iva. Yetad brahma gachati iva. As though this brahma. Brahma means what now? Here this consciousness, not the consciousness, here the sagunam brahma, the manifest consciousness. See that manifest consciousness, chidabhasa, as Brahma, he means sagunam Brahma. Please understand nirgunam Brahma here, because upasanam, isn't it? Brahma here is sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma is what here now? The manifest consciousness. See, it manifest consciousness as though it is revealed by the mind. Because it is not definitely revealed by the mind. That's why as though revealed by the mind. How do you say as though? Why do you say revealed at all if you say it is because of its capacity to manifest consciousness alone, because of its becoming flashing thought alone, it is capable of what now? Making the consciousness recognizable. Is it clear enough? Therefore, may you meditate upon this manifest consciousness obtaining in every flashing thought. As though revealed by the mind. Is it clear? This much you have to say gachati iva. Yetad gachati iva. Cha. How? Manaha anena. Manaha anena cha yetad upasmarati. Now understand this, as though it is revealed by the, understand this sagunam brahma, manifest consciousness is as though revealed by the mind by serving as a mean, by serving as a manifesting medium. Then what happened now? Yetad upasmarati. Yetad upasmarati means, now, anena, by this, through this, na? By through this, yecha, and yetad upasmarati. Yet again means what? Brahma. Brahma upasmarati means, Brahma is object there. One meditates upon, upasakaha, meditates upon this Brahman. Brahma upasmarati. Yetad upasmarati means Brahma upasmarati. Kaha? Upasaka. The meditator meditates upon this Brahma. Which Brahma? Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means what? Not pure consciousness, manifest consciousness. Manifest consciousness he meditates upon as what? Which means, no? he meditates upon Saguna Brahma on this manifest consciousness. And manifest consciousness as though it is revealed by mind, may one meditate upon. How? Abhikshna means incessantly, repeatedly, continuously, again and again, may you meditate, means whatever, which means every thought comes in every cognition, see the consciousness being manifested there, and may you focus your attention, shifting attention from the thought to consciousness, and see that manifest consciousness as, what no, as the focus upon as Sagunam Brahma Ishvara. Is it clear now? Now the manifest consciousness itself is an alambanam. Therefore, manifest consciousness not only obtains in every thought, the manifest consciousness obtains where? In the very I thought. Therefore, are you manifest consciousness? No. Consciousness obtaining in I thought is what? Manifest consciousness. Therefore, because you're asked to meditate upon the manifest consciousness, Sagunam Brahma having the manifest consciousness, Chidabhasa as the alambanam, it is said to be Pratyagatma Brahma Upasanam. Got it? Is it clear or not? See, the object of meditation is Sagunam Brahma. But Sagunam Brahma Vishaya is what? Manifest consciousness. Manifest consciousness implies what? Consciousness associated with the thought. Therefore, what do you call it? Pratyagatma. Yadu. Now, see the next one. Yadu. Yetadu. Gacchati iva. Okay. For the Shankara gives the meaning. Cha. Manaha. So, till that you take it. Manaha yetad brahma gacchati iva. Manaha yetad brahma gacchati iva. Mind is as though indirectly revealing this consciousness. Why do you say as though? I already explained to you, isn't it? Mind can never reveal consciousness, but mind is as though revealing consciousness here because of its serving as, because of its being a manifesting medium. Now, Shankara gives the meaning, yetadu. See, for that word yetadu, what is the meaning? Brahma. Only pronoun is used in the mantra. Don't read it as etad brahma. Etad is equal to brahma. Is it clear? Etad, because mantra does not use the word brahma there. Only etad is there. So etad implies this. Why brahma? Because you have to remember one thing. Tad and etad, these two pronouns, isn't it, are used in Mahavakyams. So when Mahavakyam says Tattvamasi, the word Tad stands for what? Param Brahma. Or if you take the Sagunam Brahma Ishvara also, what now? The word Brahma, Tad implies, Tad stands for Sagunam Brahma Ishvara, for the truth of which is Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma, which what implies is consciousness, isn't it? And the word Tvam stands for what now? Etad. For it nearest is what? Etad. So Etad stands for nearest self. Therefore Etad here, why he says, that Brahman which is he obtaining in your own mind, which is available for recognition in your own mind as the very self, therefore it's called Etad. So here Etad means what? Brahma. What Brahma? Sagunam Brahma. Daukate iva. Daukate. Gacchati. Shankara gives a different verb. Daukate. Now, daukate, having given that meaning, Shankara himself gives another meaning also. Explains that. Look at this. Gachyate simply means goes on, isn't it? As though reveals, he wants to make it very clear. He gave another verb, daukate. Now he wants to explain the same meaning. I don't need to say. Vishayi karoti iva. Vishayi karoti iva. So gachyati iva is equal to daukate iva. Daukate iva is equal to vishayi karoti iva. Vishayi karoti means what? Objectifies. Vishayi karoti is equal to objectifies. As though objectifying consciousness, as though revealing consciousness indirectly, isn't it? As though the consciousness is indirectly revealed by the mind, mind reveals the consciousness, etat brahma upasmarati. Okay? May one meditates upon this Brahman, Sagunam Brahma. So, upasmarati, etat brahma upasmarati means one meditates upon this Brahman. How? As the manifest consciousness. One meditates upon Brahman on what? Meditates upon Brahman as the manifest consciousness, obtaining in every thought. But how does it he? As though that consciousness is revealed by the mind by remaining as the manifesting medium. Manaha etat brahma upasmarati. Now he says, upasmarati, he gives another meaning, samipataha smarati. Samipataha smarati means what? Who? Smarati. Will may ask the question. That's why seeker, the meditator, sadhakaha. Shankara gives the meaning sadhakaha. He adds the word. There's no sadhakaha in the mantra. Sadhakaha, the seeker, the meditator. Abhikshnam. Abhikshnam, Shankara gives the meaning brisham. Abhikshnam, brisham means what? Repeatedly, again and again, incessantly, continuously, he meditates. Why? As the cognitions come and go, isn't it? One is asked to focus his attention on his thoughts, cognitions. And he asked to see the every cognition, every thought is what? Every thought serves as a manifesting medium for consciousness. Every thought, every vrittihi serves as a manifesting medium for consciousness. Therefore, repeatedly may one see that consciousness flashed by, isn't it? Manifest in the mind as the reflected consciousness, manifest consciousness. Is it clear? And then, how do you see that consciousness? You see that Chidabhasaha as though revealed by the thought, revealed by the mind. Get the point? Why do you say, I already told you, no, we cannot see the consciousness, because earlier you understood already what? Consciousness cannot be revealed by the mind because it's inert. But now you see the consciousness as though it is revealed by the mind, because it consciousness, the recognizability of the consciousness being dependent on its being manifest, and this thought being the manifesting thought as it serves as a manifesting medium, you know. Now you see as though it is revealed by the mind, as though mind reveals the consciousness. So here we have to remember another example also. Usually traditionally, acharyas, the teachers use example, you know, suppose on a full moon day, suppose the earth is well lit. On a full moon day, in the evening, night time also, the things come to light. So the moon is involved in two things. One is the moon illumines the earth and the world, the objects in the world. At the same time, moon also reminds you of something else. What? Because of the moon, suppose the moon is not there at all, will you think of the sun? You are able to think of the sun because of the moon. How? The moon reminds you of the sun. Moon becomes instrumental for you to remember the sun, to think of the sun, to focus attention on the sun. Why? Because we know whenever you see the world objects, say, oh, all objects shine because of the moon there, moon's light. But you also know very well what the moon has no light of its own. It is the light of the sun. Isn't it? Reflected in the moon illumines this. Without the moon, not only the world cannot be illumined on the full moon day, in the evening, night, but you will not be able to think of the sun. Is it? It is only, therefore, somehow moon serves as the remainder of the original sunlight. Isn't it true? Similarly, here also, what he wants to say, think of your mind, it becomes bright, it becomes brilliant, it becomes sentient and conscious, and is capable of illumining the external world directly, but indirectly, it also reveals as though the consciousness by serving as the manifesting medium. Therefore, may you meditate upon this Chidabhasaha, manifest consciousness associated with your thoughts. It's good, isn't it? So, Upasmarati means, Samipataha Smarati means what now? How closely one meditates upon Brahma. As the consciousness, as a Chidabhasaha, obtaining in one's own mind, in once every cognition, isn't it? Because we never tried that. That's why it may look very funny, but still it is what it is. So upasmarti, samipam smaramipataha smarati. Sadakaha, abhikshnam is equal to brisham. Another word for abhikshnam is brisham. Okay. Now we go next word. Sankalpaha. So sankalpaha also means upasanam here. Sankalpaha always becomes a... Sankalpaha means a firm decision is sankalpaha. No, sankalpaha means deep thinking is a sankalpa. But here, sankalpaha means upasanam. Therefore, manasaha brahma vishayaha sankalpaha. Manasaha brahma vishayaha means what now? The brahma is the object of meditation. Which Brahma? Sagunam Brahma being the object of meditation here. Sankalpaha is equal to, he tells so much here. The meditation here is on Brahman as the Chidabhasa, obtaining in every thought, which is as though revealed by the mind. Which means now you see Brahman as what? Even though Brahman is never an object of mind, but you see here Brahman as though it is an object of thought, object of mind, object of knowledge. Not really, as though. This is why many people get confused also. People always ask, how can you say that mind alone? No, we are using only mind to know the Brahman. They say that. We are using only mind to know the Brahman. Of course, you have to use only the mind. Mind is the instrument of knowledge. You have to use the mind to arrive at, to understand anything and everything. But with reference to knowledge of Brahman, absolute reality, even though you are using the same mind, but it's something different here. You are not arriving at Brahman as an object of knowledge, but as the very truth of the mind. As not something as in front of the mind, but something behind the mind. Behind means what? As very sorupam of the mind. That is the biggest difference. That is why we say you are not arriving at Brahman as an object of knowledge. Mind is not capable of revealing Brahman. In fact, mind's capacity to reveal anything in the world, be the possibility of mind's capacity in terms of revealing the world, you know, is because of Brahman, isn't it? That is how you see arrive at Brahman. You get what I'm saying? Because all people have come and ask this question. When you say mind is not an object of thought, when you say you can't, mind is not an instrument for knowing Brahman means, they get upset. Because if you say mind is used as an instrument to know the reality, then you see Brahman as an object, any other object. Of course, you're using the instrument, mind, but not as an instrument of knowledge here, but as the instrument which has the capacity to be an instrument of knowledge, because of which that is Brahman. Get the point? Okay. Over here, what is the meditation here? Object of meditation is Sagunam Brahma, and that Sagunam Brahma is meditated upon the Chidabhasaha, the manifest consciousness, as something as which is as though revealed by the mind, by remaining as the manifesting medium. I hope you got the basic point. Okay. Now he says, Mana upadhikatvad. He's explaining further. Mana upadhikatvad means, because mind enjoys the status of being the upadhi. Upadhi means what? Upadhi is the manifesting medium. Due to its status of being the manifesting medium, okay, upadhikatvat manasaha sankalpaha. Sankalpa. Smrityadi pratyayaihi abhivyajyate brahma. Okay. See, Upadhikiri, he gives the reason. He explaining further the whole thing, what he has said earlier. He finished, Shankara finished commenting upon the words in the mantra. He has revealed, actually he got the content already. Now further, he whole rest of the Bhashyam is to explain what has already said here. Oh, how do you say, again the question comes, how do you say mind is, you are saying the Upasaka meditates repeatedly upon the Chidabhasa, the manifest consciousness, you know, as though revealed by the mind. Is what you say? How is it possible? He says, Mana upadhikatvat. Mana upadhikatvat means mind being the manifesting medium, due to status of being the manifesting medium. He says, Manasaha sankalpa smriti adi. Sankalpa means what now? You know, sankalpa means any cognition also sankalpa. In this context, sankalpa is different from this sankalpa. Okay? Sankalpa means resolve. Resolve or sankalpa. Sankalpa, smritihi, memory. You can say all that, you know, jealousy, hatred, anger, emotions, cognitions. You can say all the thoughts. What are all the thoughts which arrive and depart in the mind, they are implied by the term Adi Shabda. Sankalpa, Smriti, Adi. Adi stands for all the vrittis. Therefore, Sankalpa, Smriti, Adi, Pratyayaihi. So, Pratyayaha is equal to thought. Thought means now Pratyayaihi, cognitions also. Pratyayaihi. Through all these cognitions, through all the thoughts, abhivyajyate Brahma. Abhivyajyate Brahma means what now? It manifested. man is this is a passive word. This is abhivyajyate brahma. The consciousness is manifested. No, consciousness is manifested, are reflected by every thought. All the thoughts, through all the cognitions, you can understand the consciousness being manifested, reflected by all the thoughts of all the cognitions. Now he says again, Vishayi Kriyamanam Iva. Vishayi Kriyamanam Iva means what now? As though consciousness is objectified, being objectified. Kriyamanam is as though consciousness is being objectified in every cognition. The consciousness, which is, you can say, the Chidabhasaha, the consciousness manifest in every cognition, every thought, okay? In every cognition, in all the cognitions, consciousness manifest in every thought is as though being objectified, as though being revealed by the thought. Got the point? It's very important, subtle thing. See, I gave the example of that sun, moon. Vishayi kriyamanam iva. Got the point? Okay. Ataha saha yeshaha brahmanaha adhyatmam adesho. Ataha sahayeva brahmanaha adhyatmam adeshaha. That is why this meditation said to you what now? Adhyatma brahma upasanam. Vidyute nimeshanavate adidaivatam drutam prakashana dharmi. He says, also says, Vidyut Nimeshanavat Adi Daivatam Drutam Prakashana Dharmi. See, Vidyut Nimeshanavat Adi Daivatam Drutam Prakashana Dharmi. Drutam Prakashana means quickly. The lightning comes, Drutam means quickly. Isn't it? The lightning comes and quickly flashes upon, isn't it? And it illumines. Similarly, also nimeshanam also, every time you wink, how quickly the world is illumined, world is gone. World illumined, world gone. World is gone. Isn't it? Which means, drutam means fast, quickly, just as this devata, adidaivatam. Just as in adidaivatam, adidaivata brahma upasanam also, you understood how quickly the lightning and winking, there's a flashing of the world, isn't it? Similarly, every time the thought comes, there's a flashing of the thought. Is it clear now? The flashing of the thought. And every time there's a flashing of the thought, the flashing belongs to consciousness, not the thought. Isn't it? Cognition is a flashing thought. You had to really become very subtle here to understand this. So here, Prakashana Dharmi. Prakashana Dharmi means what now? The lightning, the illumining power is what? Adhyatmam. The illumining power is in all the thoughts of the mind, obtaining in all the cognitions. The illumining, the flashing power is called what? Prakashana Dharmi. Isn't it? Prakashana Dharmi is what? Adhyatmam. That illumining power belongs to the self. is something pertaining to the self, the consciousness. Adhyatma means something pertaining to the self. The dharma is something pertaining to the self. It is not to the not of the thought, isn't it? The prakashana dharma, the power of illumining, does not belong to the thought. The flashing is not because of the thought, but because of the consciousness. Cha. Manav pratyaya. Samakala. Abhivyakti dharmi. Ityesha. Adeshaha. Now, manav pratyaya samakala abhivyakti dharmi. Pratyaya samakala abhivyakti dharmi means the abhivyakti dharmi, that which manifests. No, abhivyakti means manifestation. The manifestation of consciousness is simultaneously at the time of the thought. Is it? At the arrival of the thought, when there is a thought, now the thought comes afterwards. Samakala means what now? So there is a simultaneous flashing of the thought and the manifestation of consciousness. That's why he says, when there is a cognition, when there is a flash, cognition means a flashing of the thought, there is simultaneously what is there along with the thought is, you know, chidabhasaha. Chidabhasaha means what now? Not a chit, but a chidabhasaha, manifest consciousness. Pratyaha means a cognition, Pitiji. Cognition, you can say the illumined thought. Pratyaha, you can say illumined thought. There is no such thing called unillumined thought at all. Pratyaha, in some context, it means thoughts. Sometimes you have to say pratyaha means a thought with manifest consciousness is called pratyaha. We call it cognition also because sometimes even emotions, which are objects of cognitions, also what now? Pratyaya, suppose pratyaya vishaya can be what? Suppose jealousy. Jealousy itself is not cognition, isn't it? It's a cognition of the jealousy. Jealousy is also there. See, mic, when you say, see, mic means as a cognition of the mic, isn't it? So what is the pratyaya vishaya, object of thought is what? Mic. It's external, isn't it? Now you say jealousy. Anger, sadness, isn't it? They're also objects. Are they not? Object means where is the object? Of thought only. So that thought in the form of jealousy, hatred, anger also shines because of what? Those thoughts also manifest consciousness. Those are the thoughts, understand what I'm saying? And now you say there is jealousy, means there's a cognition also is there. Cognition of the external object, mic, is cognition of internal object, jealousy or hatred also is. Understand? This is sarva pratyaya when you say in all the thoughts which constitute the mind. So not only cognitions form, cognition we say we part is what? Because intellect we say. The emotions come, mind we say. We separate it as, but actually all the thoughts only. Got them now? So what he wants to say here is, see, just as in Adidaivata Upasana, how we understood this lightning and this winking, as very quickly they illumine the world. During the presence, there's a flashing of the universe. The lightning goes, universe goes. There's a flashing of the universe, isn't it? Similarly here also, every cognition, there is a flashing of consciousness. And that flashing is what actually that particular, that illumining, the illumination, isn't it, belongs to consciousness, not to the thought. Then he says, therefore we say what a prakashana dharmi adhyatmam. That's what we call adhyatma upasana. Now manah pratyaya means the thought of the mind, samakala abhivyakti dharmi. The mind is of the nature of manifesting consciousness simultaneously as the thoughts come. As all the thoughts, as they come, they are of the nature of manifesting consciousness. Abhivyakti dharmi. See, prakashana dharmi is adhyatma. Manifesting nature is what? Abhivyakti dharmi belongs to the thoughts of the mind. Manav pratyaya abhivyakti dharmi. When samakala, as the thoughts come, they flash. There's a flashing of consciousness. Every time the thoughts come, thought comes, there's a flashing of consciousness. Why? Consciousness doesn't come and go. It's always there. Because the flashing comes and goes, so Buddhas think what? Consciousness comes and goes. That is why our scientists also say what? Consciousness, the manifestation of consciousness is taken to be the origin of consciousness. And now when the conscious becomes unmanifest, when the thoughts go, they think that consciousness also becomes to an end. See, the vyakti of consciousness, abhivyanjanam or vyanjanam. Vyanjanam is a gerund. Vyakti abhivyanjanam, no, means manifestation. Abhivyaktihi is a feminine noun. Abhivyaktihi abhivyanjanam. So abhivyakti dharmi means what now? Manas pratyayaha. Pratyaya samakala abhivyakti dharmi means manah pratyaya samakala abhivyakti dharmi. The mind, every thought of arising in the mind is capable of manifesting consciousness simultaneously as it comes. It is of the nature of manifesting consciousness because of its subtleness, even though it is a material product. But prakashana dharmi is what? That which is of the nature of that whose the prakashanam, illumining, belongs to consciousness. Iti esha adeshaha. This is this meditation upon the chidabhasaha, the manifest consciousness, as sagunam brahma. Okay, as though it is revealed by the mind, which is only capable of because it is capable of manifesting consciousness. It's by serving as a manifesting medium. I think it's very, very clear, isn't it? Okay. Evam. We need lots of japam, not to be disturbed by anything. Okay. Adishyamanam hi brahma. Okay, now the question comes, why Shankara? You know, suppose if you take that word, you know, instead of saying all these things, he has come very close to the manifest consciousness. And he is saying, may you focus attention on that manifest consciousness as Brahma. As Brahma. Which means, and as though it is revealed by the mind, you see it. That's what is the teaching here, meditation. Why it is taught here? Suppose if you put I there, you see that manifest consciousness. as pure, nothing but pure consciousness, separating it from the distinct manifesting medium, and to see the pure consciousness as very content of the I, it becomes nididhyasana. But it is too much. See, here he takes you from the mind to vritti. First he says mind. And then from mind, he asks you to mind nothing but thoughts, vrittis. And pratyaya, is it? And vritti to manifest consciousness. And from the manifest consciousness to pure consciousness. Manaha to vrittihi, vrittihi to chidabhasa, chidabhasa to chit. Only if it is chit, it is nididhyasanam. Is it? Only chidabhasa. Therefore, it involves much subtler, sharper intellect. So he says, this upasanam is introduced. This is a little difficult for us, actually. The evam adishyamanam hi brahma. This Brahman revealed through this. Brahman, which is being meditated upon. The Brahman is here. This Brahman, which is said to be meditated upon through this method of meditation, he says, manda buddhi gamyam bhavati. Now, it becomes easily understandable for, mediocre students. I shouldn't be mediocre, actually. Manda buddhi gamyam, manda buddhi nam gamyam bhavati. This Brahman, which is meditated upon through this upasanam, becomes understandable for people of I don't want to say mediocre. Okay, limited capacity. Manda buddhi gamyam. Iti brahmanaha adeshaha upadeshaha. Okay, this is how here this meditation is. Here is meditation upon Brahman is presented here as Adhyatma Brahma Upasanam. This meditation is for whom? Not for us. Manda buddhi gamyam. Manda buddhayaha. And manda buddhayaha, isn't it? It's for the people of dull intellect. Now he says next, nahi nirupadhikam eva brahma. Not at all. Not indeed. Okay. Nahi, never. Nirupadhikam eva brahma. Nirupadhikam brahma means what now? Without any upadhi. Without the mind. Without the thoughts. No. Without even point showing it as a manifest consciousness. Without the manifestation. Without anything. Nirupadhikam, the pure attributeless consciousness, or the pure consciousness without any upadis, upadi, nirupadikam means the pure param brahma, nirgunam brahma, manda buddhi bihi akalayitum shakyam, akalayitum nahi shakyam. Shakyam, it is not possible for people of dull intellect to arrive at, to understand, to ascertain the pure consciousness, abstract consciousness, without any upadhis. You always need something. Why? There's a shift here. Mind to thoughts. Here the upasanam takes the people not directly to chit. It takes the people to chit. How what? Through the mind. First you have to focus attention on the mind, then focus attention on thought, then focus attention on the Chidabhasa, then Chidabhasa to Chit. It is not possible. I am not saying this. Shankara in his Bhashyam says, because you, one may ask after this, it comes very close to Pratibodha Viditam. Doesn't it? See, here also you are focused attention on what? Pratibodha Viditam. Pratibodha is Pratipratyaha. Got the meaning? Pratyaha means thought, pratyaha means cognition. You have to understand which context, which meaning is used here. Vrittihi or cognition, jnanam. So in every cognition, in every variable cognition, in every variable thought, see the invariably present manifest consciousness as Sagunam Brahma. Why can't I see that manifest consciousness as pure consciousness? Later on you understand that manifest consciousness is nothing but pure consciousness, which gets the name manifest consciousness because of its association with the manifesting medium mind, the thought. It's clear? This is Adhyatma Upasanam. Now let us go to the Adi. We have to go next. It's a very interesting one, the following one. What is third Upasana, remember? Guna Visishta Brahma Upasanam. Even though Nirgunam Brahma is free from all the attributes, and Sagunam Brahma is what now? Is said to be Sagunam Brahma is the one which is endowed with all the gunas. Gunam here means what now? We can say powers. For example, just like seeing. See the knowing power of the intellect. The thoughts constitute the intellect, isn't it? The knowing power of the intellect. Consciousness does not know. But the knowing power of the intellect belongs to what? Consciousness. So the feeling, thinking power of the mind belongs to consciousness. Remembering power of the memory belongs to consciousness. See, without consciousness does not remember. But remembering power belongs to the. Similarly, now come to pranas. Consciousness does not energize the body, isn't it? But all the pranas are capable of energizing the body because of the power of consciousness. Similarly, consciousness does not see, hear, touch anything, but the seeing power is what? Ultimately, consciousness. Hearing power is ultimately consciousness. The power of smelling. So, the power of each sense organ is ultimately what? The power belonging to consciousness. And also all powers of organs of actions. Consciousness does not walk, run, eat, speak, reproduce. But reproduction, running, walking, talking, isn't it? Every physical action is power because of the consciousness. Therefore, all the powers are manifestations of the absolute power of consciousness. You're seeing all the powers as the powers of manifestation of the powers of consciousness is what now? Meditating upon Guna Visishta Brahma Upasanam. Beautiful, isn't it? Sort of seeing Ishvara here. Very beautiful. Look at this. No, but he using a very special word. So just Swamiji, when he named my ashram in Udumalpet as Arsha Vidya Vanam, he in his talk, he explained this word Vanam. But something very thing, that's why I had to give away. Anyway. Tad the something very strong parabdha I had to come and exhaust here. Very strong parabdha. That is why Swamiji came, inaugurated, gave the name of his Ashutya that I gave up and gave away. Which I cannot imagine now, getting it back. Can't imagine. Okay. Tadvanam nama. Okay. Tadha becomes tadha. Tad plus ha. Ha means indeed. Tad means that Brahman. Which Brahman? The all pervasive. No, the reality, that Brahman is what? Tadvanam. The next tadvanam, I'm repeating, first tad, isn't it? Next tadvanam, the word next tad is equal to all the beings. Shankara is going to explain that later on, and now I'm telling of itself. No, all the beings. Tad is equal to sarva jantavaha, sarva praninaha. Okay, all the beings. Vanam is equal to this. Vanam implies Brahman. Now, Vanam is a name given to Brahman. Which Brahman? Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara. Vanam means what? He says, the one, as one is a root belonging to eighth conjugation, which means Vanute, Atmanepadam. Vanute. Vanute means. No, vanute, actually, vanyate, that which is worshipped. So, that which is adorable. Vanyam iti vanam. Vanam is equal to adorable. That which is praiseable, adorable, glorifiable. Yeah, vandyamanam. So, vanam means vandyam. Pujyam. Vandyam means what? Vandyam means pujyam. Pujyam means the worshipped, to be worshipped. So, that which is glorifiable, adorable is vanam. So, adorable by what? That which is adorable, worshipable, worshipped, revered, bowed to by all the beings. That is called tadvanam. Tadvanam is the word together. Tadvanam together is a title of Brahma. May you meditate upon Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma as tadvanam. Tadvanam means what now? That which is worshipped, now that which is adorable, that which is adorable, isn't it? By all the beings is called sarvaihi pranibihi, pujyamanam is called tadvanam. One word that is. Vanam means adorable. Tad stands for by all the beings. For sarvaihi, when you say tadvanam, it's a one title. So, tadha tadvanam nama. That Sagunam Brahma Ishvara alone is known by the title tadvanam. Got it? It's a beautiful word, isn't it? Now, he explained first that Sagunam Brahman is known by the term Tadvanam because that Brahman is adorable, adorned by all the beings. Why? Because any power, any achievement, any capacity, any skill, any knowledge is originally belonging to Brahma. Adorable, isn't it? Now what about the Agni? Who should Agni adore? The capacity to burn anything is belongs to Brahma, Yaksham, isn't it? The capacity to lift anything belongs to, lift or shift belongs to Brahma. So the wind, Vayu cannot be, cannot boast, it's all mine, you know. Now Vayu has the capacity to, it has certain power, it can feel proud, but still has to actually what now? Bow to Brahma. Similarly, Vayu are Indraha. Of Indra's power, I am the Lord of all the Devatas. That status of being the Lord of all this gave whom? Isn't it? Because of Brahma. Therefore, all the Devatas enjoy their powers, enjoy their capacity because of Brahman only. Therefore, that's a guna visishta. Okay, let us see it now. So, tad brahma kila tadvanam nama tadvanam iti upasitavyam. Tadvanam iti upasitavyam. So, that Brahman must be meditated upon. Is it? Upon as what? Meditated upon as the adorable for all the beings. Something adorable for all the beings. Saha yaha yetade veda yetade etad evam veda abhi ha yenam sarvani bhutani samvanchati. The next line, he just says, may one meditate upon Brahman as the power of all the beings. Tadvanam iti upasitavyam means that Brahman must be meditated upon as the power obtaining, as the corresponding power obtaining in all the devatas, all the beings also, in all of us. So when we walk, we have to think of what? Don't need anything else. This power, my legs are capable of walking. The power which, because of which the legs are capable of walking, is power of Brahman. My hands are moving. I'm talking in the class now. My organ of speech is involved in the function of speaking, and this, the function of speaking is because of the power of Brahman. I'm saying, my God, what a wonderful thing! This is easy, isn't it? I'm seeing, and this, the power of seeing on the part of my eye, see, you are not there. The power of seeing on the part of my eyes, this eyes, is because of the power of Brahman. Which means you are seeing only Brahman and the power. You don't see yourself there. The power of smelling, the power of, oh my God, in every small action, the power, function or action, the power behind that function or action is actually power of Brahma. Isn't it? Seeing, it is called what now? It is called meditating upon Brahman as Tadvanam. Now, the second line, he gives the meditation phalam, the benefit of meditation, upasana phalam. You have to remember always the upasanam in teach presents two phalams are involved in the upasanams. Two phalams involved in the upasanams. One phalam is the sakama, one upasana is called sakama upasanam, nishkama upasanam. Nishkama upasana means what now? If the person practices meditation, know, having the spiritual goal as the ultimate end, now spiritual vision of the reality as the ultimate end, as a jignasa, as a mukshu person practices meditation, it is called Nishkama Upasanam. Then for that person, he'll definitely have mental purity and steadiness and the preparedness required for Nididhyasanam. Suppose the person practices it as a Nishkama Upasanam, he says, he will have the virtue, whatever you are meditating upon, and you will have that virtue of Brahman. Whatever virtue meditate upon as the virtue of Bhagavan, suppose the seeing power is the power of the Lord. You had to meditate upon that, Lord DJ. Meditate upon the seeing power as the power of the Lord. Now, then you are blessed with that power. Hearing power is the power of the Lord. Then you are blessed with that power. Suppose the timeless is the power of the Lord. The nature of the Lord, not the power of the Lord. That is Nididhyasana, isn't it? And it becomes eternal. How? You become eternal. How? You become eternal by knowing the Brahman, eternal Brahman as yourself. That is Nididhyasana, isn't it? But here, so meditating upon any given virtue of anything, any being, as the virtue of Lord or Sagunam Brahma, will result in what now? That you would be blessed with that virtue a bit. Not the whole of it, some of it. Okay, so it's clear now? Okay, that's what he said, the whole thing, Anuji. Bhutani Samvanchati means whatever the beings Abhiveda. See, in this manner, one who meditates, whoever meditates upon Brahman as a tadvanam, as advanam, as the one who is of all virtues, thereby one who is adorned by all the beings, then that person becomes blessed with. Here he only mentions the Sakama Upasanam, the benefit of Sakama Upasanam. Therefore, he blessed with all those given virtues. That's the meaning he is giving here. He says now, we'll read the Bhashyam here. Tad Brahmaha Kila. Tad meant that Brahman. No? Tadvanam Nama. Tasya Vanam Tadvanam. Tasya means what here he says? Prani Jatasya. Pratyagatma Bhutatvad Vananiyam. See, Brahman happens to be, Brahman, the reality, happens to be the innermost self of all the beings. And that the power of every being is, power of all the powers enjoyed by every being is actually powers of Brahman only. Why? Because Brahman happens to be the very innermost self of all the beings. Therefore, Vananiyam means Sambhajaniyam. Sambhajaniyam means Pujaniyam. Adorned. Ataha, therefore, Tadvanam Nama Prakhyatam. Therefore, Prakhyatam is what now? Very well known. Very Tadvanam, no, is a very well-known name of the Brahman. Brahma Tadvanam Iti, very well-known as Tadvanam. Tadvanam is a pair. The Anaitu Virgalalum Potra Padihindra Paramburul Arthavak. Tadvanam means. Yataha, because Tasmat, now he is explaining that, Tasmat, Tadvanam iti anena eva guna abhidanena upasitavyam chintaniyam. Upasitavyam means chintaniyam. Therefore, because of this reason, see, one should meditate upon Brahman as Tadvanam. And then the mantra presents what now? The one who meditates upon Brahman as Tadvanam, not only by all the beings, then the Sakama Upasana Phalam is mentioned here. That one Sarvani Bhutani Samvanchati means here. So whatever a person meditates upon, that becomes his gunam. That becomes his virtue. The virtue of Brahman becomes the virtue of, at least some degree of the virtue of Brahman becomes the virtue of the meditator. That's why first if you see, if you understand in Devi Mahatyam, we have a portion. Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Shakti Rupena Samsthita, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Buddhi Rupena Samsthita, Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Shanti Rupena Samsthita. It means that power of Brahman alone is manifest as the powers or power behind all the virtues of all the beings. There is no, see, suppose somebody is virtuous, you say, that virtue actually belongs to what? The Brahman only. Isn't it? This was seeing, so meditating upon Brahman as all virtuous, all adorned, will bless one with the benefit of what? With the fruit of being endowed with that some degree of that virtue of Brahman. Got a point? This is the Upasana Phalam also is given in that next sentence. Therefore, now we can read that. So, Tad Brahma Ha Kila means that Sagunam Brahma, Tadvanam Nama, that Brahman, Sagunam Brahma is known by another title as Tadvanam. Being adorable for all the beings, adorned by all the beings. Okay. Now, Shankara gives explanation. Tadvanam means tasya vanam. Tasya vanam means tasya prani jatasya pratyagatma bhutatvat vananiyam brahma. Because Brahman happens to be the innermost self of all the beings, here that Brahman is adorned, is it? Adorable. Vananiyam means pujaniyam. Shankara gives the meaning sambhajaniyam. Ataha tadvanam nama prakhyatam. Therefore, the name tadvanam is very famous name. Or Brahman is known by that word tadvanam, popularly known as tadvanam. Prakhyatam Brahma Tadvanam Iti. Yataha, again he explains, because Tasmat Tadvanam Iti, therefore, because Tadvanam is the most revealing word. Most revealing word means what now? Most revealing means most expressive word, that which expresses Brahman as the source of all virtues. Thereby, one who is adorable by all the beings. Okay. Brahman happens to be the innermost self of all the beings. Brahman happens to be the source of all virtues. And all the virtuous beings, all the beings, and adore Brahman as the, for whatever they enjoy also. Therefore, he says, may one meditate upon the Brahman as Tadvanam. Tasmat Tadvanam iti anena eva guna abhidanena upasitavyam. Guna abhidanam. Tadvanam is equal to guna abhidanam. Guna abhidanam. Abhidanam is a name, a title. So this guna tadvanam is a name given to Brahman due to its being the source of all virtues. Guna abhidanam. Why this particular name? The guna abhidhan. Suppose somebody in India, suppose we used to call, when I was very, to be frank, when I was in school, people used to call, you know, one girl was called as a okra. Her name was, in Tamil we called a vandaka. And I was called as a pusanika. My name was a pumpkin. It's all nicknames. Now pumpkin is coming, they used to tease me like that. Pumpkin means what? Guna abhidhanam, that is. Because of that, there's something which, you know, guna, that's a guna for me. And then some one lady, a girl used to come, she's a thin girl actually. And then her name was Okra actually. You know, actually we call her a lady's finger. In English, in our Indian language. You know, then one girl who has a big nose, so we call her Abujin. Like that we... Names are given to a person, but it's called guna abhidhanam. A Brahman is what? Tadvanam is a guna abhidhanam. Why? All adorned. For what? Being the source of all virtues. And remaining as the very innermost self. Therefore, upasitavyam means chintaniyam. Simplest language Shankara is using. May one repeatedly think of Brahman, Hagunam Brahma being tadvanam. Okay, guna abhidhanena upasitavyam. Okay. Now, anena namnaha upasanasya phalamaha. Anena namnaha. Okay. If who anena namna means what now? Anena namnaha upasanasya. No? Phalam aha. Shankara also mentioned the fruit of meditation upon Brahman as the meaning of this word. Tadvanam. Or meditating upon Brahman as Tadvanam. What is the phalam? Jesus. Saha. Say no.
Saha.
Yaha. Kaschide. Yetade. Yathoktam Brahma. Yevam. Yathokta Gunam. Veda. Saha yaha yetad yevam veda. See that last sentence, mantra, sentence the mantra. Saha yaha yevam veda. After we have abhi also, he says, abhi veda. No? Saha yaha yeva enam abhi veda. Veda abhi, no? He says, the one who meditates upon Brahman in this manner, in which manner? As tadvanam. Abhiha enam upasakam sarvani bhutani abhisam vanchanti ha prarthayanta eva yatha brahma. By what happens when a person meditates upon Brahman in keeping with his virtues, you know, with this as implied by this word tadvanam, then that person becomes endowed with, blessed with those virtues of Brahman. Now some degree of that, those virtues of Brahman. Whatever virtue you focus upon as the Brahman's, no? Mainly that becomes your gunam. So here Brahman, the person also becomes adorable. If you meditate upon Brahman as all adorned, then you become adorable person. Though not as adorable as Brahman, at least somewhat adorable, no? If you somewhat adorable. Therefore, some vanchanti means what now? Whatever they like. Vanchati means ichchati. Some vanchanti. Sarvani bhutani samvanchanti. All the beings, whatever, when they get whatever they like. It's not complete. Sarvani bhutani samvanchanti means all the beings they like. All the beings like. Like what? Whatever they like. They like, no? So they become blessed with whatever they like. They like means what? Whatever they meditate upon. They meditate upon whatever they like and they become blessed with whatever they like. They like what? The virtues. Suppose if you meditate upon Bhagavan as Lakshminatha, okay? As the, suppose Tadvanam, example I'm giving. Oh, Bhagavan is the one who ended with all wealth, as the possessor of all wealth, as possessor of all wealth, as possessor, only possessor of all wealth, and you at least will have some wealth. Understand? Like that, here, Tadvanam, when you meditate upon Bhagavan as Tadvanam, and you all adorned Bhagavan, meditated upon, will bless you with adorability. Some adorability. Even if it is not all adorability. Okay? This is the meaning of this mantra. We'll continue again in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gabhyo Namaha Harihi Om.